Letter to My Younger Self by Kyle. Dear 10 years old me, I'm living in Seattle and I'm currently going to Seattle World School. Do you still remember how you used to think about America? You knew nothing about America, but from watching movies, you thought Americans were very nice. You thought America was the richest country in the world. You thought America was the safest place. You had the best dream of America when you lived in the city of Dalian in China, where you were born and grew up, and where you watched the beautiful fireworks every New Year. You grew up right next to the ocean, and on the weekends, you went to the beach, and sometimes you went to fishing in a boat and hung out with your friends. Ever since you were young, you were told America was both strong in economy and education, but they never told you why. You knew that English had become a very important part of education, as important as Chinese and math. I remember you asked, why should we study English? They told you because Americans are strong, but they also said one day China will become the strongest country, then Americans will all study Chinese. Some older people also told you that America is not safe, that it was always in war with other countries, and that they have many deadly diseases. You were also told that Americans are all racist, and if that you went there, you would not have a place in the society. You believed all these things that you were told. Now, I have lived in Seattle for 4 years. I wish I could tell you everything I've learned so far, then you could be one step ahead. I wonder how much different things would be. You used to think America was rich, but I learned that the truth is there are still a lot of homeless on the street. You have believed that America is always in war with other countries, but the truth is, it is pretty peaceful here. All the stuff that you heard and believed, now I know some of it is wrong. I wish I had known English before I came to America. I wish I had known that study were easier than the difficulty of education in China. I can't change the choice you have made, but I hope I can tell the truth of what you used to think of America. Sincerely, Kyle.